Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 16 November 2020. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. We have got a very special guest on the night. Someone, an individual I've never met before or talked to before a few days ago. She's going to be here joining us in a minute because a very dear friend of mine, Kevin Gallagher, who aired this broadcast on the Truth Be Told Network every night. You can find that, folks, on truthbetold.com and listen to the program there if you like online. Her name is Amanda Grace. We'll bring up in a few minutes. She has some words of prophecy I'm going to let her share with you, which I very, very seldom ever do, but I want to do this tonight. Before I do that, I do have a very, very important prayer request, please. Remember last week I asked you to pray at a specific time at 5:45 Eastern Time in the morning if you're up about a situation that is facing my family, a private situation. What concerns my granddaughter in Colorado Springs, 16 years old, and has got her life really, really messed up. Drugs, sex, demonic oppression, mental depression. I mean, on I could go. And I won't take time to get all details tonight because it takes too long. Just please understand this. This is very important. I'm asking for prayer requests tonight. I'm a prayer warriors all over the world that listen to this program. I don't care where you're from. If you can talk to our Father in Heaven through His Son, Jesus Christ, I'd appreciate it. My granddaughter was picked up at 5:45 this past Thursday. I asked y'all to pray. I'm taken to a facility called Teen Challenge in Kansas City, Missouri. And it's been up and down there ever since she's been there. They've even threatened to send her back home because they don't think they can handle her. We are praying so desperately that our Father intervene and touch her heart. And send His warring angel against the demons that are bothering her and the ones that possess her and control her. And crack that hedge around her. Let the Holy Spirit get in to minister her heart and let her see that she has a need, a huge need, not just for a physical, mental body, but for eternal soul. Folks, her name is Allison. I'll let you in on let the whole world in on a little bit of a family situation, folks. We've been fighting here for several years. Because I know what you prayer warriors can do. Her name is Allison. She's 16 years old. She needs your prayers desperately right now, folks, tonight. That our Father will send the warring angels in to the demons that are bothering her. That are surrounding her. And tear down the hedge around her. And tear down the strongholds of Satan. I'm asking your prayer warriors tonight to please. Please, in the name of Jesus, pray in the name of Jesus. To help rescue this young girl's body, mind, and soul. from eternal damnation. I ask you because I trust you, folks. I truly do. I really do. It's kind of amusing, too, along with this situation, something. Remember last week, week before last, I told you only had three or four bottles of REM sleep left. Now, this seems kind of silly, but I'll tell you what I'm sharing with you in a second. I told you had three or four bottles of REM sleep left. If you wanted something, get it quickly because we were about out of it. A guy named Emmanuel called the office and said I was a liar for saying that. And all liars had to place in the lake of fire. Now, I don't know where Emmanuel, of course, according to Scripture, means God with us. That's a hypocritical name for him, if I've ever heard it. But nonetheless, to say something like that and have no idea what to talk about. You see, Satan never quits attacking, folks. Never quits attacking. When you are being drugged down by the hounds of hell, he'll send someone out there that's supposed to be your friend and have them attack you also. So, Emmanuel, if you listen tonight, I'm sorry that you have been so confused and so tore up by Satan's evil demonic activity. And I mean that seriously. And we only had three bottles left. I'm hoping to get more in through a gentleman who had a program last week. Wayne Elliott was going to send us a few. We're going to have a spatial on that and REM sleep and tranquil, hopefully, in a few days. But I just want you to see, folks, that we're fighting something as serious as a granddaughter being torn apart, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And someone comes up and says, well, are you lying about having REM sleep in stock? That's how insane this world is. And that's how Satan can use anyone to try to hurt somebody. And I'm asking again, folks, for the prayers of my granddaughter, please. Please. And if you listen to this program tonight on shortwave, don't forget that Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for the shortwave time. And I hope you all appreciate that. And I hope you're planning for your future, folks. It doesn't look too bright for a while in this country, I promise you. But I'll get more announcements in tomorrow night and what we're going to have on spatial the rest of this month. But tonight I want to get in with our guest. I hadn't met her before at all, but as I said, Kevin Gallagher from Connecticut, a gentleman I appeared on his local TV show several years ago, stayed in touch with me all these years and runs his own network now, Truth Be Told Network. Said he talked to Amanda, interviewed her, and liked what she had to say. Well, out of respect for Kevin, I thought, well, I'll check this lady out. Excuse me. So I went on her blog, looked up on her website, and read what she'd been saying and followed some things she's saying. I do not see everything she sees, but I'm not that kind of prophet. He would say, well, you believe in prophecy? Folks, I'm very leery of anything that we call prophecy unless it lines up with the Scriptures completely. But I do know that our Father speaks to certain people. And in 1 Thessalonians, the last chapter, we find that verse 19 says, quench not the Spirit. Don't put out the Spirit. Despise not prophesying. Don't despise that. But he said, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. So we're going tonight to bring up our guest, Amanda Grace. Leah talked to you on the phone briefly for a few minutes. Her attitude is sweet, and I sincerely believe she's asking her Father to show her things concerning the future of this country. Now, I do not see America being turned around. I do not see that. I see America going through some severe judgment. That's both Amanda and I both agree with that. America is going to be judged severely because of her sins. There's no doubt about it. But Amanda seemed to think, and I'm going to listen to what she has to say, to maybe hope beyond this dark cloud we're going through right now. Amanda Grace, are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you. Hello, Pastor.
Hello, Amanda. It's good to have you tonight. And before getting to interview, first I want to say to please make yourself to home. You're just talking to an old hillbilly preacher, nobody special. I'm just a servant of Christ, just like you are. And I want you to tell the folks a little bit about Amanda, who she is, where she's from, what she does, what she's done. You know, just give us a little bit of bio about Amanda. Married, children, just things like that so we know Amanda a little better. Go ahead.
Well, you're just talking to a Yankee up north. Let's just put it that way. But
y'all just don't know how to talk right up here. Come down here so we can learn you.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot.
You go ahead, sweetheart. Go ahead.
We talk funny. We have different dialects from the north and the south. I'm actually originally from the Bronx, New York. I was born in the Bronx, New York. and moved up to the Hudson Valley as a teenager, and I thought my parents moved me into the Wild West, let me tell you, when we moved up here. It was very different than the city. And I'll tell you very briefly, since I was a little girl, very young, I would talk about things that normal children wouldn't. I would tell my mom that I would dream about throne rooms in heaven, and I would describe them. I would give prophecy at a very young age that I didn't realize was prophecy because I was a child. And the enemy had been after my life since I was young. I had terrible issues with sickness when I was young that all culminated in a crisis in my 20s where I found myself paralyzed in a wheelchair. And the Lord took me to a process, and he raised me up out of that wheelchair, and he miraculously healed me. And he raised up Ark of Grace Ministries out of that because the gift that the Lord had put in me got stronger over time. My husband is a survivor of a traumatic brain injury that the doctor said he would never survive. He would never survive the operation. There was no way. And I knew God was greater. And there were thousands of people around the world that went into prayer when this happened. And so we walked through that trial last year. So the Lord has raised me up in this to hear him through much trial and testing. I call it baptism by fire, truly.
Yes.
And we also have an animal sanctuary with Ark of Grace Ministries. One of the ways the Lord trained me was by sending me a bunch of animals to take care of before he ever gave me a ministry. And he gave me the animal sanctuary first. And he said, you see all these animals? I want you to feed them every day. That was my assignment. I had to be faithful in that, because if I couldn't be faithful in that, I could not be faithful in what he was going to hand me.
Okay.
And so we're today where the Lord raised up Ark of Grace Ministries, and glory, all glory to God for that, because that is nothing I could have done on my own. And we broadcast worldwide, and we do give prophetic insight that the Lord gives us. He doesn't have to give it. He gives it in his mercy. We also go into biblical teaching, because I tell people prophecy will do you no good if you don't know the Word of God.
True.
And how the Lord
True.
Operates. So we actually truly dissect the Bible down to its roots. We really try to give people an in-depth study of the scriptures when we go into that. So we do that as well on the channel.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been doing this for how long now?
Oh, my gosh. I've been putting out prophetic words for it has to be at least 5 years, but we've had the ministry for 3.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And I'm sure your husband is part of it, too, and working with you in this, obviously.
Yes.
So that's a good thing, because the husband and wife team is a hard team to stop.
Yes, he is. He comes on, actually. People love it when he prays. My husband is speech impaired from that traumatic brain injury. But he has an anointing on him when he prays, because the Lord knows what he's saying. That is just, it's amazing. Not only can I feel it, we get letters from so many people that are so encouraged by watching him come on and do that. So he doesn't realize how much he's ministering to people sometimes just by coming on and doing that.
Amen. I went to some of your videos and Ark of Grace Ministries, and folks can watch some of them videos on the internet, on YouTube. Now, we could chat for a long time on this issue alone of just getting the word out to people, but you and I talked briefly today, and I certainly see the quagmire we're caught up in this country, actually worldwide, but we're concentrating on America because that's where we live. Our children, grandchildren live in America, and we're in a quagmire here. We've gotten ourselves, the church has allowed this to happen to America, folks, nobody else. The church allowed this to happen. You can't blame the heathen. We're the ones to be salt and light. But nonetheless, We got ourselves into where we murdered nearly 100 million babies. We sodomized our sons, perverted our daughters. We have a totally corrupt elections. They call them elections. They're not elections. They're C-elections. We've seen that happen in our lifetime more than once. This time was a rampant fact that this election was stolen. No matter which side you're on, folks, it's wrong to do what has happened, no matter which side did it. So we're in a mess. And we know that. And we know America is being judged right now. We know the judgment is going to get much worse. And I know that Amanda agrees with that. But Amanda, I want you to share from your heart tonight what you've been showing. And folks, I don't want to all be doom and gloom. So I'm going to give you some, maybe give some hope tonight. All I can say is watch what she says, listen to what she says, and see what comes true. That's how you prove a real prophet, by what comes true or not. So just keep watching. Amanda, share what's on your heart tonight with the people.
Amen. And I always say, I sound like a broken record on Ark of Grace Ministries. I say, test the spirit. I always say that. Test
Amen.
The spirit.
Try
it's
the spirit.
Important. It's very important. Exactly. Try the spirit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a little bit of a timeline with you, briefly leading up to the election, because the Lord started talking to me last November about what was coming. And last November, and I'm going to give you excerpts from these prophetic words, November 29th, 2020, he tells me the hunters shall become the hunted.
Things
November
were going to
switch.
Okay, no, that's
29th.
A prophetic word.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, November 29th, 2019. It was November 29th, 2019.
There you go. Okay, all right, okay.
There we go.
Go ahead, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yes, we're starting back in 2019. He tells me the hunter shall become the hunted. I will tell you, all glory to God, newspapers were carrying that headline recently, worldwide, when this issue with the laptop broke with Hunter Biden. And there were newspaper articles that says Hunter becomes the hunted. And that was a sign, because that had to do with the wicked, too. The hunters, the one who were hunting the people of God and his anointed, this was going to switch, and they were going to now become the hunted. And so he tells me that November 29, 2019. He then tells me December 19, 2019, that 2020 will be the year of a double portion of joy. And joy was an acronym for the justice of Yahweh. He tells me this December 2019, this is coming for 2020. We've already seen this begin to hit with the justice of Yahweh. But this had to do with Supreme Court justices, too. This was a play on words. Had to do with justice and also had to do with the highest court in the land, with Supreme Court justices and what we see actually happening right now. Then the Lord goes into, on January 22nd, 2020, he starts talking about Jay Sekulow. For those of you who don't know, Jay Sekulow is a Messianic Jew. And he is on the president's legal team right now. And the Lord starts telling me, basically, at the beginning of 2020, that you're going to see this man come out. He's going to walk into the den of lions. You're going to see him come forth during the den of lions. This is what he says. And he says they're not going to touch him because the Lord has marked Jay Sekulow. So they're not going to touch this man. And that basically he talks about, as those jealous rulers wanted to strip Daniel of his position, and the Lord delivered him from the mouth of his accusers and from the jaws of the lion, you were going to see a similar situation basically arise. The Lord, I've noticed, when something is about to come to pass, he repeats it in a word. So he talked about Jay Sekulow in January. He then repeats himself October 6, 2020. We're just going to jump ahead for a minute here. He basically says, when you see me compel Jay Sekulow out to the forefront, he's going to come out soon. When you see me compel him back out to the forefront, it's a sign that the defense of the wicked shall fall. The Lord said they shall mount up a defense. However, I, the Lord, shall raise an even greater standard, righteous judgment that only comes from the throne of Almighty God. The verdict shall be brought forth on scrolls and given to messenger angels to go forth with into the earth. And that judgment shall be executed by an angelic army assigned to carry out what is written on these scrolls. Watch and see. You shall see confirmation of this, says the Lord God Yahweh, this day. He did come back out. Glory to God. Right after the election, Jay Sekulow came back out to the forefront. He was in the background. He was kind of in the background. He came back out. So we're seeing that happen because the Lord's mantle of law and order is upon that man. He has got the brilliance of the Lord in him, and he fears God. And this is why the Lord particularly pointed him out, okay, amongst what's going on. What happens then, now we're going to go back to the beginning of the year. February 10th, 2020, I hear the word mail fraud. The Lord says to me, mail fraud. And he says, I, the Lord thy God, appoint kings and leaders, and I say this day, the election in the United States shall be even more baffling than the last. There shall be a plot to usurp votes and steal votes, but it will be outed right before the beginning of November. That is when this started to leak out that they had done this. It was literally the end of October, beginning of November. And the perpetrators, he said the perpetrators were going to be prosecuted for their crimes. That we're still waiting for, that part. And the Lord says, however, says the Lord, I am doing a mighty work, and there will be events that will lead up to the elections that will leave even the most radical commentators scratching their heads, he says. And he says, basically, what you're going to see happen is going to be spirit-driven. So basically, what is going to end up happening in the natural with this election is what the Lord is going to decree. This is what he says on the 2nd of he says that February 10th, 2020, he says this. Now, mail fraud is one of the ways they have tried to steal this election, is through mail fraud, is through putting a bunch of absentee ballots through the mail, getting rid of mail, destroying mail, all these ways. Now, the Lord says on the 23rd of February, 2020, that there was a spirit of demagogue attempting to arise in the country and seize power. And that spirit has found some host to speak its interests to the people and entice and lull them like the Pied Piper with all the rats, says the Lord thy God this day. I'm reading this because you're going to see rats as a theme. It happens to be the year of the rat in China right now.
Okay.
Okay. So... okay. Just jump in whenever you need to, because I'm kind of give you a timeline here.
One question. Then what's happened is going to be exposed, and the perpetrators are going to be punished what they've done. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes. We're going to see a split screen, almost, I'm going to call it, in this country. Okay, but this is the best. I believe the Lord gave me this example purposely before I came on here, this radio show with you. Remember how Sodom and Gomorrah was under judgment, but the surrounding cities were not?
Yes.
So Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, but the surrounding cities were not? This is what we're going to kind of see in this country. We're going to see intense judgment upon the wicked. Intense, because many of them have blasphemed God for the last time. The Lord has a pattern in the Word of God since Genesis, and that is he warns, right? And then right before judgment, many times, the righteous are sheltered or pulled out of the way, and the Lord judges the wicked. So he's warned for a long time. And now all the wicked are going to be judged, and we're going to see the downfall of a party through this, and we'll get into that, because the October words are where the Lord talks about 2021, and I think that's what you're interested in. So we're
So what you're saying is, I did not vote for either party. I'm an independent. Nonetheless, what you're saying is Trump will still be president in 2021 because he's going to expose Biden and what's happened there.
I believe so. I believe this is what the Lord has decided in the realm of the spirit. The Lord on his throne searches out men's hearts in ways we could never. So we may see one exterior, and the Lord may look at it and see another internally of what's going on. And I believe that President Trump is on a journey with the Lord, where the Lord, through this, you're going to see him not only humbled a little bit more, but the Lord is putting him through a process right now where he has to completely rely on the Lord in the middle of all this. He has to rely on the Lord to get through this. And anybody that stands for life and that stands for wanting to see the church have a voice, the remnant have a voice in this country. Somebody that stands for that in leadership. You know, I always tell people, when we vote for a leader, we're not voting for a pastor. And it's a bonus if they believe in the Lord.
I agree. Although I disagree, Trump is a Christian. I disagree wholeheartedly, but I'm not saying it can't be changed. That's not what I'm saying at all. But, he funded Planned Parenthood more than any president in history so far. And that's according to the Washington Post. And he's also said he's more pro-homosexual than Hillary could have been. So there's a lot of things he doesn't show forth any kind of Christian attitude at all. I've heard him say other things. I've heard him say he's pro-life. I've heard him say he's pro-church. And I pray that maybe, perhaps, if he isn't, he will be. I can pray that for sure. The Bible tells us what kind of men elect the office, what kind of men to elect office, and they have to be men of brethren, they said, or brethren, not strangers. So that's why I can't vote for either Biden or Trump. But nonetheless, moving on to what you're saying, I hope that you're right. I sincerely mean that. I pray for my grandchildren's sake that you're right. Because if this isn't what you're saying, this doesn't come to pass, we are in for a very, very rough ride in the very near future. The whole nation is, probably the whole world. So let's say that Trump does somehow or another overturn this farce of election and moves forward. Mm-hmm. What do you see coming then?
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to jump to the prophecies that were in. The Lord started talking to me in October about 2021. So we're going to jump to those. I will tell you something very interesting, though. On October 6th, the Lord gave me a word. He woke me up during the night. Many times he wakes me up during the night to talk to me like this. He said, there shall be a clash of the titans in Washington, D.C., the likes of which has never been seen. Historic, says the Lord of hosts this day. However, clashes, there shall come forth casualties, and there shall be those exposed in both parties who have been liaisons for wicked interests of foreign entities, says the Lord of hosts this day. Both parties, and that's capitalized. A corps shall arise and come forth, a corps that fights and stands for truth. So he says this October 6th, and he also says October 6th, that we are entering turbulence. The Lord warns, we are about to enter some turbulence, the way an airplane enters a pocket of turbulence. He said, but the captain is still driving the plane. So the captain knows you're in turbulence, but knows how to navigate you through the turbulence to get out of it. And the Lord was basically saying he's still steering the plane. This is a pocket of turbulence, and he's still at the helm.
Amen.
Leading,
I agree with that.
And he's still on his throne. So I'll tell you, the confirmation of the Clash of the Titans has already started, and I'll tell you briefly. Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney, just recently said that she was about to release the Kraken. She has something so so exposing, we'll just say. She's got information that is going to blow the lid off of a lot of things with what's going on. And she says she's about to release the Kraken. The funny part about this is the Kraken was from the movie Clash of the Titans.
Right.
The Kraken was locked up and released in the movie Clash of the Titans. So when she said that, I found that very interesting, that that was the wording that was used. So basically, after October 6th, so he warns about turbulence, the Lord. We're about to enter turbulence. This is going to happen. I had been saying for months and months and months that this was going to be a bumpy ride getting there. This wasn't going to
hang on to the break. Hang on to the break, please, Amanda. Hang on to the break. Folks, back at the break, we'll take phone calls next half hour at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Maybe a few minutes yet, but we'll take your phone calls. If you have any questions, comments, don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to themana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back and we're talking to Amanda Grace. And I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of this prophecy she's sharing with us. I think it's getting gooder and gooder. I really do. I'm anxious to see what comes up here in a few months. We're about a month and a half away from a brand new year.
Mm-hmm.
And only our Father in heaven knows for sure what's going to happen. The man is sharing from her heart what she thinks is coming up in the future. Man, you go right ahead, sweetheart.
God bless you. Hello to everybody watching. So what I did was I fast-forwarded to the October prophetic words because the Lord started talking to me about 2021 in October. And so basically this is what he says, October 17th, 2020. For as 2020 has been a year of historic proportion, and indeed the justice of Yahweh has gone forth into the earth, 2021 shall be a year where you shall see this justice carried out and seen to its completion, says the Lord God, the righteous judge this day. For the remainder of 2020, before restoration can go forth for the sake of the harvest, so there must be a demolishing, a tearing down of the high places, says the Lord of hosts this day. And so you shall see this work carried into 2021 of tearing down the high places and taking back areas in the United States of America and even Canada for the kingdom of God. The enemy has attempted to use those he has lulled to carry out his interests into using a building to restrain. However, says the Lord, Ichabod shall be written above the doorways of the churches that have restrained the power of God and increased the interest in campaigns and ideals, the false ideals and doctrines of the enemy, and given them a place of importance at the king's table, which is blasphemous, says the Lord. Drinking a mixed tonic of darkness and light, where you see the torment battle. Those drinking from that are following wayward shepherds off a spiritual cliff, says the Lord God Elohim this day. The word Ichabod shall be carried into 2021, says the Lord God Yahweh, and a plumb line shall be dropped and leadership judged for leading the spirits of my people into a barren spiritual desert where everything is dry and the living water of my word does not flow, and that's capitalized. All for the sake of control, says the Lord. Earthly control, a false promise made by a deceiving host, that serpent of old, the devil. That's from October 17th. That's one of the excerpts I have here.
You know, that really does give a glimmer of hope to the people out there that are listening tonight. I know it does. Because we've been saying this for years.
Praise
that the false church has been the biggest detriment to Christ in this country than anything in history. The false church, the ones who say that they belong to God, but actually belong to the 501c3 corporation, belong to governments, and they're going to be exposed. You go ahead.
And then he says, now, this has already been confirmed, and I'll tell you how. He says, for modern-day hijackers, agents of darkness, power, and greed have gone forth in an attempt to unlawfully take what is not theirs to claim, says the Lord. They are attempting a 5-point attack, says the Lord. However, lust for power within ranks will cause whole collapses of sections of this plan, and things will fold on each other from there, says the Lord of Hosts this day. I have a brother in the Lord. His name is Brother Dave of His Glory Ministries. He used to be a Marine. Semper Fi to all you Marines out there. Thank you for your service for those who are in the armed services. And so basically, he is very well connected within the military. They were texting him in the past 2 weeks and telling him that with this election, they used a 5-point attack. Those are their exact words. A 5-point attack. Now, the Lord tells me this before the election. He tells me this October 17th. They're going to use a 5-point attack. I'm not in the military. I've never heard of this in my life, a 5-point attack. But this is what the Lord said. And high-level military personnel confirmed this to Brother Dave. So praise the Lord for that, because that's already being confirmed. Now, he says this too. 2021 shall be a time where my people will be quickly ushered in toward the beginning of the year to the next chapter of their God-ordained mission. 2020 has been an intense training and period where the spiritual endurance and mental endurance has been built, where there has been pressing to increase anointing, where that oil of anointing will come forth and flow from that press, and press is capitalized, and will powerfully operate through my chosen, my children, in 2021. This has been a preparation process, and the enemy is attempting to stop these positionings and placements because it shall and will become a plague for his kingdom. And he says, as my people roared in 2020, the Lord told me he was going to roar in 2020. And the acronym for ROAR is Rule Over All Rebellion. And we're going to see this in 2021, too. He said he was going to roar, Rule Over All Rebellion. And he says about 2021, they shall press and race, that's both capitalized, toward the mark of the high calling in 2021. And that press shall now press, capitalize, the kingdom of darkness and crush their interests, says the Lord. And he goes on. There are those that have put all their eggs into one wicked basket, says the Lord, and all, that's capitalized, will crack and fall apart. For them, as the false power they were given by a deceiving host, will at my word begin to crumble and fall. And where those in the church who have maintained position by putting all their eggs in a basket of compromise, so shall those eggs crack and those interests be taken and lost. It shall be a mess of cracked shells and spilled yolks, as the basket tips, says the Lord, and the apple cart will be upset. You shall see this in 2021 as well, says the Lord.
Amen.
That's also October 17th.
Any time table on that in 2021?
He hasn't given me a timetable on that. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he'll say at the beginning of the year. Now, he did talk about, that people were going to be moved into the next chapter of their God-ordained mission at the beginning of the year. And then I think we would see those events after that. So we're going to see these events after the beginning of the year.
Okay.
Is when they're going to start. Okay.
But if Trump would overthrow this corrupt election, if he did, that in itself will be a huge, huge undertaking and a massive happenstance that just so unusual. So that would be a good sign that what you're saying, it may come to pass. Now, we've got callers on the line, but callers, if you can hang on a few more minutes, I want to get some more questions with Amanda, and I'll take your phone calls. Go ahead, Amanda. Go ahead and share some more.
Okay. Glory to God. We're already seeing this part come to pass. He says the public cries of holiness will become louder as conviction will fall, even fall heavily upon some, only some, in the news. And there are a select few that will turn before the news sees the biggest crisis it ever has for their crimes going into 2021. This has already started. The media shall become a mockery, not being taken seriously, a scarlet letter hung around the necks of those who have made their riches off of backroom relationships with those who serve the kingdom of darkness. The cup of gall and bitterness they have poured out on others, they so shall drink in the coming year. Earring Humble Pie, that's capitalized. The humbling, the likes of which have not been seen, shall begin in the coming months. So it will begin in November and go forth into 2021. And shame, fear, and panic will strike the enemy's camp and cause a stampede of donkeys and elephants running from impending laws they so violated to be caught in the act. That's capitalized. With godless governments, that's plural. There's more than one foreign government in this. And wicked dictators, and so their skirts shall be lifted above their heads and their nakedness exposed. That was also October 17th, 2020. The Lord disclosed this.
Wow.
And I will tell you, back in July, this is important for what we see happening now. The Lord said that Germany was involved in trying to overthrow this election. He said Germany was involved in trying to overthrow this election. That has already come out that these results went to a server in Germany.
That's true.
There was
a
server in Germany. And in July, the Lord told me that Germany was involved in this. That he wasn't done with Ms. Merkel, he said, and that Germany was involved in trying to overthrow the election here in the United States of America. So I wanted to bring that up too, because it's happening now. Well, glory be to God. And he told me this back in July.
Okay.
And
all right.
So I thought that was pertinent for now. Okay. Now.
It is.
I will also tell you, oh, what were you going to say?
I said it is pertinent. It is very pertinent. Go ahead. Very pertinent.
Now, we're going to go to October 31st. I'm going to tell you the Lord woke me up during the night on October 31st, because he wanted his say on that day. He wanted to have his say. He didn't want the occult to have their say. He wanted to have his say. And so he woke me up, and basically, this is what he said. He said there's a fox in the hen house, there's a fox in the hen house. It was Fox News. That's who he was talking about. There's a fox in the hen house. I had no clue. Sometimes I don't know what this means until I see it come out. And then I could look back and go, that's what that meant. So he talks about this October 31st. He also says that, again, they're going to attempt to steal power that hasn't been given to them. He says, however, I, the Lord, say the illusion is disintegrating before the people. The hologram, the mirage that was placed before the American people in deception is disintegrating before their very eyes. And denial will be harder and harder to dwell in as the facade comes crashing to the ground. The veil is pulled back and all the filth, the refuse, the gall, the darkness underneath is now revealed. How it was never going to be fair, and they were going to attempt, capitalize, keyword, to steal an election, to steal power, all to then gut a country that I have established to be a friend to Israel, a light and a help to the world, and a proponent of the gospel as more and more goes forth into all the earth. So he says this October 31st. I will also tell you that back at Passover, the Lord called Joe Biden a political howdy doody. Passover 2020.
The Lord said that he's a political howdy doody. Howdy doody.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
At Passover,
right.
He called him a political howdy doody. And I'm going to tell you the freaky thing. There were pictures that came out in the past month showing Joe Biden on the lap of the leader of the China's Communist Party, dressed like howdy doody. Dressed, looking like howdy doody. There's a picture of this. You can see
it on the internet.
That came out. So all glory be to God for that. Oh, this is it. There's a fox in the hen house. There's a fox in the hen house. And this fox is marked and shall be exposed for what they are, preying on what is innocent, attempting to steal and fatten themselves off of what was not theirs to take. So he says this October 31st. And then this whole craziness happened with Fox News, which I don't know if they'll be able to recover from, to be quite honest with you. He also talks about China. There will be a fracturing of leadership in China and a public fatal financial blow to the Red Dragon, for the axe is being taken to the roots and severing major funnels, veins, and networks, where those being paid under the table in the U.S. will lose all funding from a wicked dragon intent on seducing rats to burrow. The extermination has begun. It has begun. The rats are being brought out of their holes into the light, even in the White House, says the Lord. Defectors from the Chinese government shall incriminate even more as the cries of treason get louder and louder, for I am tying the hands of the leadership of communist China. Now, I'm going to say why this is important. The Lord said one sentence to me after the election. Almost 3 a.m., November 4th, 2020, he said, speaks one thing to me. And he says to me, have faith in what the Lord is doing. It takes some cheese being planted to catch a rat.
Mm-hmm. You're the rat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. He says this to me after the election at near 3 a.m. on November 4th.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have got callers online, so go ahead, and if you don't mind, don't rush you through it, but wrap up what you want to say, we'll get the call brought in, and let them ask questions. Go ahead.
The Lord just basically, you know what I'm going to go into? I'm going to go into the barley loaf very fast. At 4:12 p.m. on November 7th, why is this important? Well, because 4 plus 1 plus 2 equals 7, and then if you look at it, 12 is associated with government and the word of God. He says to me, there's a barley loaf headed for their camp. And I said, Gideon. The Lord says this to me. And I go to Gideon in Judges chapter 7, and those soldiers in the Midianite army have the dream where the barley loaf comes tumbling down the hill and destroys their tent. And the other soldier knows God has handed them over basically to Gideon to be slaughtered. And so the barley loaf represents what they would come in every year and steal. They would come in every year in the Midianites and steal the barley, right? Every year they'd come in and they'd steal it. The barley loaf in this case represents all the votes that have been stolen back to Bush versus Gore through two terms of Obama and now this farce of election, as well as the freedoms that were attempting to be taken from the people. They have a giant barley loaf headed for them. And it's a sign of judgment on them.
Amen.
So I figured that was important to say, too. Glory to God.
And time will soon tell whether that's going to happen or not. We're in our time for anything to happen about the election. We see that, next month, I think it's about the 13th or 14th, they have the Electoral College. I was thinking it had to happen before then. We will see, folks. We've got about a month to go. Let's take a phone call. Let's go first to our brother Addison in Ohio. Addison, come on in. What's on your mind tonight, sir? Are you there, Addison? I don't hear Addison. Todd, is he there? Lost Addison. Addison, call back in. We lost you. How dare we do that? Call back, Addison. Let's go next to Steve in Florida. Steve, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry, my voice is a little rough. I've got a little bit of a cold, but
that's all right.
I could just make a statement to let you know that the National Right to Life Committee endorsed President Trump. And when they did, Ms. Carol Tobias, the president of the NRLC, noted that, quote, from his first day in office, President Trump and his administration have been dedicated to advancing policies that protect the fundamental right to life for the unborn, the elderly, and the medically dependent and disabled. And she also, that's unquote, I'm sorry, right there. She also noted that President Trump is, quote, the only presidential candidate who stands for the unalienable right to life, unquote. And if you check the NRLC website, they're the nation's largest and oldest pro-life organization. They have a comparison between Mr. Biden's very pro-abortion record and Mr. Trump's very, President Trump's very pro-life record.
Yeah,
I just felt I needed to say that because of.
Well, thank you, Steve. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, sir.
Well, don't be a stranger, man. You're part of the family. Join in once in a while.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Love first-time callers. That's wonderful. All right, did we get Addison back? No Addison. Okay, folks, we've got two lines, and both lines are now empty. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Addison, call back if you like. Folks, if you have any questions, comments, please call and share. Tonight we share with you what I would consider a little bit of a ray of hope. And some of the things that Amanda said, she's come to pass already. And I'm praying she's right on the rest of it. I really, truly am. I would like to see evil judged and the remnant stand forth as a light in a darkened world and show the truth. I would like to see that. I can't say that about most church gatherings, folks. I cannot say that about the church in America as a whole. It's not a light in the darkness. It's gotten used to the dark. That's the problem. We've gotten used to the dark. And that's where we are in this nation today. Is that old song by the McCameys entitled Getting Used to Dark. It's what the church has become. They've gotten used to the dark. As a matter of fact, now they kind of like the dark. Because your works are hidden in the dark. But there's a light coming, I pray, soon on this. You go ahead, Amanda. We got about another 6-7 minutes left, or 8 minutes. Go ahead and share us more with us.
Okay. I'll tell you something very interesting. I believe it was a week and a half ago the Lord woke me up, had me up during the night. That's just the way the Lord does it with me. You know, my husband has a traumatic brain injury, and the Lord is a jealous God, and he wants my undivided attention, so he gets me up, wakes me up wide awake during the night. So it was around 2 a.m., and he says to me, I want you to go look up where we are on the Jewish calendar. Now, keep in mind, this is a week and a half ago. And I look up, and it's the month of Cheshvan. Cheshvan is the month where the ark door closed and the wicked began to be judged. Where Noah entered the ark, the ark door was closed by God, and the wicked began to be judged. If you count 40 days from November 3rd, the elections, because it rained 40 days and 40 nights, if you count 40 days, you get to 12-12-2020. That is the date you get to. I find that very interesting. And so this is at play, too, the fact that on the Jewish calendar, it was when the Lord had told me this, it was the month of Cheshvan. And so now they've switched. I think it's a Kislev. But the Lord woke me up to tell me this and to have me take a good look at this.
Wow.
And so, yes, we are in. Now, what happened when the wicked were judged in the month of Cheshvan? And so the Lord closed the ark door, and Noah was in the Tabah, the ark. Tabah is ark in Hebrew. And basically, he was protected. He was under a covering in that ark. So the judgment came, and he was protected because he was found righteous before God. He was found to be upright before God. We have a remnant in this country that's crying out, that's found to be upright before God right now.
Amen.
And we're going to see that remnant protected in the middle of all of this, because many of them God is raising up into their positions purposely to be a light in the dark place, to be a voice crying in the wilderness, to share the gospel, to proclaim Jesus Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he died on the cross because we were found guilty under the righteous law of God.
Amen.
And he,
Amen.
God so loved the world that he sent his one and only begotten Son. And he willingly went to that cross for us. He willingly
Amen.
Went to the cross.
Amen.
And he
Amen.
Willingly took our place when he purchased us.
Yes,
so we're seeing the remnant crying out. You know, the Lord said he would spare Sodom and Gomorrah for 10 righteous. And we've got more than 10 righteous in this country.
I sincerely pray we do. Let's take another phone call.
Yes.
Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. I think you got about a minute and a half. Come on in.
Okay, we're going to have to do this quick. She talked about the same thing I talked to you about the other day, just a minute ago, with Noah.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to remind her that historically they say that the door to the ark was closed on the 17th of Cheshwa, which is the 17th of November.
Okay.
And secondly, you said something about scrolls. When did God mention the scrolls, and exactly what did he say about the scrolls being unfurled? That's my question.
Okay. Amanda?
Yeah, he mentioned scrolls in a couple of different areas in the Word of God. I think Ezekiel was one of them where he talks about scrolls.
The one
I think you got a bird in the background there, Amanda.
We have an animal sanctuary here. I have a duck here.
Yeah, I hear a bird hollering in the background there.
But
so we gotta hurry. Go ahead. If you go about 30 seconds to answer a question, we got one more phone call in. Now, go the scrolls. Go ahead.
What was written on the scrolls?
No.
When did he say the angels had them and were opening them?
When did he say the angels had the scrolls? Let's go back. Oh, my goodness. It was earlier in the year. I can tell you that much. It was earlier in the year that he talked about
I can listen to the archive. I can listen to the archive.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Paul.
I have so much information
here. I'll be praying for your granddaughter.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much. Okay. Okay, go ahead. We're out of time so quickly. Take 15 seconds to answer a question very quickly.
Basically, the Lord talked about scrolls towards the beginning of the year, I believe. I can even email it to you. I can find it within, I have like 16 pages of prophecy here. I'm not even kidding you. And so basically, I think it was more towards the beginning of the year that the Lord talked about the scrolls. It was going to be written on scrolls and carried into the earth.
Okay, I know the scroll was mentioned in Isaiah and Revelation both, but we've got to get one phone call. Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, can
you read
about Ezekiel? Okay, Ezekiel, that's right. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Amanda. My question is concerning these COVID-19 vaccines, and Pastor Butch has a DVD that's going to be tied in the Mark of the Beast. I agree with him. I think they're going to be dangerous. They have a tracking device. Will Mr. Trump make them mandatory, these dangerous vaccines on God's people?
Okay, good question.
No, I don't believe he's going to make them mandatory. I believe he's going – that's why it's important for him to be in office, because if it goes the other way, Biden will make them mandatory, and we're going to have a big problem. So I believe it's going to be kind of like the flu vaccine, where it's going to be voluntary. And right now, Cuomo in my state of New York, who's in trouble next year, I'm just going to tell you, there's going to be a huge scandal that breaks with Cuomo next year. The Lord already told me he's got too much blood on his hands, and his time has come. Cuomo is refusing to let the vaccines in New York. He's refusing to let them in. So that makes me curious. Was things taken out of this vaccine that the Democrats may have wanted in there? Were there some things that have been taken out of it? Because if it had all the bells and whistles Cuomo wanted, he'd welcome it right into the state. And right now he's blocking it from coming to New York. And I find that a little fascinating.
Interesting. Anything else, Bruce, very quickly?
No, I'll be praying for your granddaughter, too, Allison.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Thank you so much. God bless you. We're down about a minute or less, Amanda. I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Tell folks how they can find your website again.
Well, praise the Lord. All glory be to God. And I'm happy to be here. They can go to youtube.com/ Ark of Grace Ministries. We have Ark of Grace Ministries on Facebook. And we have a blog where you can get all the teachings and prophecies and print them out. And it's Amanda Grace, the number 4, him.blogspot.com. And we have a website currently under construction that will be launching soon.
All right, Amanda, I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future. Please keep in touch with me.
Yes.
If anything has to be gotten out, please feel free to call my office, and they'll find me, and I'll call you back, okay?
Wonderful.
And thank you so much, Amanda. Thanks for being with us tonight,
folks.
Thank
you. God bless
you. We'll see you tomorrow night with Professor Jane McCanny. A lot to talk about tomorrow night. And Wednesday night, just me and you, we're going to talk about some very serious situations Wednesday night. See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.